The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Depending on your hour and where you are, Doug's Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler. The latest news from Washington sounds like a page out of a script for 24. The president and the administration have signaled that they are going to reveal the legal justification for using unmanned aircraft to kill Americans suspected of being terrorists. Does that sound like a page out of 24? Where's Jack?
Jack would be upset about all this.
I'm kind of upset about it, but I'm not sure I know why. I don't like drones and the fact they're being used. And if there's anything that brings forth the vulnerability, we've all said this in the last year or two since we started talking about drones, but the current theme, one of the subplots of 24, is the usage of drones that go awry, that someone gets a hold of. If they can figure out how to do it on 24, you don't think somebody who's actually in the business of being terrorists could figure out the same thing? I mean, so these people are trying to justify using these aircraft, the unmanned aircraft, for killing terrorists. You know, you can make an argument that we ought to be bumping off as many terrorists as we can, but at what price? At what it stands to reason, given the fact that, and it isn't just these guys, although they're inept at everything they do, government is inept. So how do you control something as sophisticated, as important? Again, follow the storyline of 24, and it gives you the willies. It does. It gives me the willies.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know some guy's not going to get a hold of one of these drones and come to my farm and blow up the farm?
Well, the creators of 24 have thought of it, so have the terrorists.
Thank you. Exactly. Running your mouth the way you're doing, there's a good possibility of that.
Oh, thank you, Rich. You're so sympathetic. Okay, here's something. There is not a chuckle with this, but yet, when I first saw this, I'm thinking of the bar scene in Star Wars. A rabbi, a little league coach,
and a camel walk into a bar.
And they said, ouch!
Law enforcement officials and an online child porn ring in New York. A rabbi, a little league coach, law enforcement officers, among 70 people arrested last night for being involved in child pornography. What do you do with people like that?
Hang them up by their toenails.
Right.
What do you do with people like that? NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says he would prefer to let Clippers owner Donald Sterling sell his team on a reasonable timetable rather than proceed with trying to force him to sell it. Sounds like a deal is in the works. They want to avoid a showdown because they know they are vulnerable and he can whip them around in court for years.
No, he can't.
Oh, yes, he can.
No, he can't. He signed the paper when he bought that team. He signed the paper.
They can still go to court.
They can still go to court, but
go to court.
It's cut and dry. NBA
wins. Maybe cut and dried, but they still can go to court.
Their contract with him basically says we can do this. And
then why is the NBA waffling? Why did they just say, okay, sell it by next Tuesday?
No, he said he'd rather.
They have to get a vote from the owners. That's coming up in, I think, 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, that's a done deal. It will take less than a year.
Yeah.
The next season will start out with the NBA running the team and the team will be sold before the end of the
season. What happens to
Mrs.
and the kid?
It's also stated in the rules of ownership that the majority owner, when they lose it, the minority owners, they have nothing.
Really?
Yep. It's gone. Huh. Goodbye.
You sound very confident in that. Yeah. I think in a year from now, you and I will have a different story.
If you write this down on your little piece of paper and put it in there and there's stacks of notes that you have.
I feel like he's going to try to give it to his family as a negotiating tool.
It's not going to help.
Yeah. By the way, Meredith has me using a calendar. I actually used
a calendar.
Two, I'm using the paper calendar, but I also she set up the calendar on my Outlook here the other day, Richie. I actually have some things in it. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Well,
amazing, huh?
The abacus is next.
Don't get crazy on us now.
Just that calendar and abacuses.
All right. Richie's going to have some fun.
What are you going to do with your old sundial?
Put it outside and see if the sun is shining today.
Come on, Fred Flintstone. Let us know what's coming next.
Okay. We're going to Barney to
yabba
you, sir.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yeah. I always love that. Don't you? Yeah, I love yabba dabba doo.
Oh, yeah.
Yabba dabba doo and Dudley, too. Anyway, we're going to have some special beer guys on. Richie's in the mood for some free beer, so he's hit these guys up for a conversation. He's going to hit them up for some free beer.
I hadn't even thought about the free beer, but yeah, I'm going to work that in.
Free beer? There must be a line there someplace. Where's Rodney Dangerfield when we need him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Free beer.
13 after on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty busted ass. We're sponsored.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no. Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm going to.
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. This week, get Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Coffee for $5.99. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 524.14, limited to progressive oral supplies last.
14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I are going now into the Widmer Brothers Brewery, where we will meet Kurt and Rob Widmer.
I've been there.
Who are going to help us understand what kind of beers would be best at your summer barbecues. So if you're a partier, as they say here in the East, a pattier, you might want to pay close attention the next few minutes as to how it is that these fellows have become so successful. An entire business, an entirely different world exists in the beer world, Richie, than did 10 years ago. Even.
Oh, absolutely. Beer is like wine now in that there are so many different varieties. And that's part of why I wanted to have the guys here is to talk to us about all of you. I'm an IPA guy.
What does that mean?
The hops. Well, why don't we have the experts tell us about it?
Kurt and Rob, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. Good to be here.
So, Kurt, Rob, you know, first off, I've been to your restaurant in Portland. It has been 10 or 12 years, but it's just great stuff. Love your beer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
But help us understand, with all of the different craft brewing that's going on now, all of the different main beers. You have the stouts, you have the IPAs, you have the lagers, you have the pale ales, you have the ambers. What are we looking for, and what are some of the bigger pairings that we should be doing if we're grilling out or if we're having a summer picnic this summer?
You know, I think I like to start out with, first of all, that there's no such thing as the wrong beer. If you find a beer that you like, that's the right beer. And that's the end of the story as far as I'm concerned. So people worry about maybe bringing the wrong wine to a party. In my mind, there's no such thing as the wrong beer. If you like it, that's the right beer, Rev. But as far as pairings go, I personally like if it's a a robust steak or sausage or something that you're grilling. I like a little bit bigger here, a little bit more hoppy flavor. But if it's like fish, something like that, that's a little bit more delicate, then I like a little bit lighter beer. But again, there are no rules. You know, I mean, if you find a combination that you like, that's the right beer.
So let's back up just a little bit then, and let's help people understand when you say a little bit more hoppy beer. Like, I like a double-hopped IPA, which means they put double hops in it, and it's really flavorful and really strong. But if you go from a stout, which is like a dark Irish beer, or if you go to an IPA, what's the difference in the brewing of the beer? What's in it that makes it different?
Well, beer is really a pretty simple thing to make. It's malted barley, hops, water, and yeast. And the color and malty flavors come from malted barley. And malted barley can be really lightly roasted. So if you're making, you know, a domestic lager, you use a lot of that. If you're making an Irish stout, as you mentioned, then you're using quite a bit of really dark roasted barley. And you mentioned IPAs, pale ales, IPAs, double IPAs, imperial IPAs. All those really emphasize hops, the hop side of the recipe. IPAs are right now the fastest growing, most popular style of craft beer.
Yeah, they're very good, and just there's hundreds of beers that you can choose. I was in a restaurant yesterday, and I mean, just it was Applebee's, and I think they had like 14 different kinds of beers, and I was amazed by it. Now, you guys really have started the craft beer movement. Everybody knows Widmer and Sam Adams as some of the earlier craft beer guys. How did you guys get in this? I mean, you were in this back in the early 80s.
We were, and it started as a hobby. I mean, Rob and I have always really loved beer, and it's always been a part of, you know, activities that we've been involved in with family and friends from before we were legally able to drink beer, let's say. Anyhow,
wow, what a horror. Wow, listen to this. These guys are crooks.
Yeah, well, no, blame it on our parents, you know. I mean, they were handing us beers when we were like 8 years old, you know, so shame on them, I guess. But you learned
how to drink responsibly because of that.
Yeah, it was demystified from a very early age just in our family. But so it started as a hobby for us. We enjoyed brewing. We took it to the next level, which was brewing at home, and we did that for about 5 years, and then realized that not only did we enjoy drinking it, but we enjoyed making it, and so starting a brewery seemed like a natural progression at the time. We actually just celebrated our 30th anniversary on April 2nd of this year.
Congratulations.
Good American story.
Quite a milestone, yeah.
Now, Dudley, one of the things for you to be a craft brewer, you have to brew less than 6 million barrels a year. Is that what it is, guys?
Yeah, we got that covered.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people, like, you'll see the Sam Adams guys where they're just pushing the limit and they keep it under. But, Dogfish and just some of the other ones, you'll find them, in the 3-4 million barrel. But there's a lot of these. How many craft brewers are there around right now?
You know, there's somewhere around 3,000 that are operating, and there's another, like, 700 to 1,000 that are in various stages of development right now. There's a new brewery that opens almost daily somewhere.
It's a big deal. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, Rob and Kurt, and there's a new beer here set up a couple of years ago by a fellow called Jack's Abbey, and they have taken over in just a couple of years. They've done amazingly well. They win all kinds of prizes, and the best thing is I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and all the grain that's left from them brewing their beer comes right to my farm. The cows love it. They go woohoo when they see the truck come down the driveway. They're ready for it. It's good stuff.
I don't know if you heard, but just as we're sitting here speaking, the farmer that picks up our grain just pulled out. He just picked up about 50,000 pounds, and he'll take it out to very happy cows here.
Thank you guys for starting the trend. I really appreciate it for sure.
Kurt and Rob Widmer here with the great story about craft beer in the Pacific Northwest on Good Day. 21 after the hour. Preparation for Memorial Day continues here on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time now for us to review the top five songs from this week in 1989 for your listening and dancing pleasure. This is not the voice in American Idol. Michael Damian, where did he come from?
General Hospital. Thank you very much.
Really?
He's a soap star. This was his big hit.
Oh, okay.
His foray into music.
Rick Springfield, these guys doing soaps decided they want to...
Rick Springfield probably a little more successful.
Really?
Yeah.
Michael Damian did Rock On. It was his only hit. Number five this week in 1989. I think we can move along, Richie, safely.
Cover of David Essex originally doing it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to move out of one.
James Dean.
One soap star to another soap star.
To a kind of a teen idol here.
Donny Osmond, number four this week, 1989. Soldier of Love.
One of the nicest guys in the world.
Wonderful guy. Can't say as I'm too excited about this song, though.
Nah, I keep
moving. All right, number three this week in 1989, I belong to John Bon Jovi. So, how come you don't make fun of Jennifer when she sings along, but yeah, you
because
do with
I'm
me
playing.
When I do it?
Because she's having a good time.
I'm having a good time. I'll be there for
yeah,
you.
But you take it really seriously.
Yeah, you think you're singing well. She just is.
I know. Excuse me. I know I'm
Although
singing
I think
well.
I sounded good when I was singing Michael Damian. I'm going to say that.
Did,
I was playing.
Actually,
them.
Sounded good when Winona Judd was singing and sitting with you at the table.
That's because she and I have a similar vocal quality.
Really? That's good. Yeah, you have similar stuff to back up your vocal quality. How about that?
The next one, I always remember this next lady because she wore the big hoop earrings that I could stick a beer bottle through. Yeah.
Joni Watley.
I love everything about this week.
Top five songs. This is number two during this week, 1989. Real Love.
She did wear turtlenecks and those big earrings.
She wear corduroy pants, too?
No, that's you.
Oh, it's you. I don't know anything about this woman. I don't even remember the song.
She's very cute, very poppy, very... All of her stuff was like this.
I think pop stuff.
You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Number one.
Not as good as this, though.
This is it.
Oh,
Forever Your Girl.
Paula Abdul was number one during this week in 1989. Yes, Richie, song is called Forever Your Girl.
Was she dating Arsenio or Magic Johnson?
Back at then?
This time, 1989.
Yeah.
She was married to Emilio.
She was, but she was also really good friends with Arsenio, who was in her video, by the way.
Really?
While she was married to Emilio Estevez, she's hanging around with Arsenio Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Magic. It was either before or after.
That's pretty loud. Wow.
Now Emilio's married to my friend Sonia.
Good for her.
She makes wine. Costume, that's delicious.
All right. So, coming up, Uri Geller is going to join us on the Good Day program. Also, we're going to talk about some weather events. How many people have been checking out all the stories today at DougStephan.com? There are a myriad of things. Every day we have four or five things that are of interest and importance. And this one will scare you because the picture is so ugly of this scary fanged cannibal fish.
Oh, my goodness.
That washed up on the beach. And by the way, it was alive.
I'm going to use it as the new logo for the Happy Meal.
Yeah. It's about as good. It was alive. A Park Service person caught it, took a picture, and then released it. And the reason we never see these things is it's a deep sea fish, like 8,000 feet.
Right.
So it's very unusual for these things to come up, especially up and wash up on the beach.
It's a nocturnal predator, rarely seen near shore because people look at
it. It looks
stuff.
Like something from the movie Alien.
It looks like something that would have lived millions and probably did.
If you haven't seen it, you have to see this thing. Yeah. It will scare the bejesus out of you.
It is, it's called a lancefish, and it's an hermaphrodite. Male and female sex organs.
That's scary enough right there.
That'd be awesome.
Right,
don't worry about getting married.
Check out the picture. You'll be able to tell the difference between that picture and my picture when you look at them at DougStephan.com.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you seen any funny warning labels lately? I'll bet you have, because they're everywhere. From the moment in the morning when you raise your head off a pillow bearing that famous Do Not Remove warning tag, to the second you go back to bed at night, you're bombarded by warnings. So why not turn one of those labels into cash? As the creator of the annual Wacky Warning Label Contest, I get hilarious labels from people all over the country hoping to win our $1,000 grand prize. One of our past winners was a label someone found on an ordinary paper dust mask. You know, the kind you might use when sanding something. It said, warning, does not supply oxygen. No kidding. Let's be fair. We know these labels are needed because product makers can be sued even if they don't warn us about obvious things. In one case, a tool maker was sued by a man who used one of their wood routers to try to fix his own teeth. That's not fair, and we need to put common sense back to work in the courts. Find out how you can enter our contest. Visit us at Center for
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Than we should be allowed to have.
Well, because here's the question.
Yes.
Especially with Facebook and everything being so much a part of our lives now.
Yeah.
What happens when your friends have ugly children?
We were just
because everybody knows somebody.
Right. So you all have somebody in your life.
Unappealing
you all
children.
Have somebody in your lives that they send you or they post pictures of their kids and they're so proud of these pictures. And you look at it, and the only thing you can think of is that poor kid.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Who that hit that kid over the head with an ugly kid?
So we were just having the conversation of, what do you do? It's like the Seinfeld episode. Oh,
right.
Look at the baby.
What happens? Do you do, Doug? Do you just say, your kid's ugly? You would. You'd actually
Doug would actually do that. Yeah, Doug would actually type on Facebook, that's one ugly kid.
Looks just like you.
No, this is what Doug would type. You should see a doctor about that can help.
I'm so glad to be a part of this conversation.
I have to see a doctor. Your kid's so ugly.
Lovely. All right, moving along. Uri Geller is going to join us in a minute here on Good Day. A third U.S. sailor, according to the story posted at DougStefan.com today, has pled guilty to accepting cash and goods in exchange for classified Navy information and a big bribery scandal involving ships that are stationed in Asia and all over the Pacific. Petty Officer Daniel Lying. I don't know if
Lying.
That's L-A-Y.
Well, couldn't see that coming with that.
Liar, anyway. He was based in Japan. The time of the infraction faces 5 years in prison. He accepted $10,000 from a defense contractor named Glenn Defense Marine Asia. Huh? In return, he gave them classified ship schedules, sensitive information about ongoing criminal investigations into their activities. Great.
And this is, by the way, exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that is so rampant all over the Defense Department. They have no real connection to reality. They're not watching what the money is being spent for.
Yeah,
they
waste
it. Oh my God! They make an example of him and the company and use it to explain how it is there's so much fraudulent activity. There's no management. They're too big.
The dilemma here is that information overload. And it's stored on servers, it's stored on the cloud, it's stored there, it's stored here. And you cannot control all of that information. And suddenly it's copied and pasted and emailed and boom, and I got a $10,000 check. Thank you very much.
Hey,
who's
going to
miss it?
There was a story on last night on PBS, the interview that the fella did from the BBC with Snowden. He interviewed him for 14 hours, and they've put it up. And he said that Snowden was as cool, calm, and collected as could be, and completely convinced that what he has done has saved America. Meanwhile, when you look at the continuing I use that sort of as a figure of speech because we can't look, this radio. When you understand how invasive the NSA and all of these other apparatus that we have in our government has become, the more you look into it, the more you understand it, the more you hear about it, the more it gives you the willies, and how you more and more and more of you are disgusted completely with your lack of ability to understand what the government's doing. The government is intercepting 200 million emails written by average Americans a day. And
well,
it goes on and
they have
on.
Access to it's not like there's some guy in there going, okay, let me see. Doug Steffen says.
Doug Steffen says. I won't say it.
What they're doing, and it's still scary. I mean, I'm not trying to minimize what they're doing.
Thank you.
Is that they are running programs.
They're looking for words that are
code words to pop up. Yeah.
Everybody's a bad guy. You're all guilty until proven innocent. And if I hear one more person say, I don't have anything to hide, I don't care if they listen to me or not, I want to strangle them because you are moronies. You don't understand what the Constitution is all about. It prohibits this kind of activity, and nobody's doing anything about it. The government is prohibited from doing what they are doing hundreds of millions of times a day to your freedom and the information that
it's all in the name of security, right?
Boom.
Right. So I remember, and this was the big eye-opening moment for me. 10 years ago, we did a story about the black box that was going to be installed in the Chevrolet Corvettes, and it would be able to track your speed and track whether you braked in an accident and give location and the. And everybody was up. No way, no way, no way. And then, you know, so it kind of went away. And then a few years later, oh, look, my phone has a map on it, and it can tell me how to get to the local Starbucks.
Yeah, same thing.
And to find the closest ATM. Great, I want it. Give me more.
Yeah.
And look what we did.
You got it.
Without you even realizing it, suckers.
Uri Geller will join us in a moment to talk about regrets, if you have them, how to deal with regrets. How does he do it? How do you do it? Do you have them? What can you do? The mind is full of things, and Murray is the mastermind mechanic. So we'll talk about how to manipulate your mind so maybe you don't have regrets after all. Coming up here on Good Day.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Memorial Day weekend is here, and if you're thinking of buying a car, go to TrueCar.com. Hey, it's Leah. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. Yes, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might have of overpaying. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three very easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking at. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Just print out that TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit SageConfidence.com.
It's 17 and change for the hour. Time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who is the mind manipulator. I sit here all the time, and I look at that big orange circle. It was the first thing you ever gave me that came out of the mind methods. Mind power kit. Yeah,
you know, you're such a, Doug, you're such a mind reader. I mean, honestly, you and I have absolutely extraordinary telepathy between us, because I've just picked up my little book of mind power, which is orange, and there is an orange circle in the back of the book, and I haven't picked this book up for maybe 2 or 3 years, and it's sitting right here on the table.
I can visualize it. All right, so
you want to know what's weirder?
What's weirder?
Let me get into this game.
All right, go ahead, Reggie.
Uri asked us to look at a story about him on the BBC about a gorilla holding a spoon, a statue.
Right.
And I went to that story, and there's a video attached to it, so I clicked on the video to try and get it to play, and it's downloading, and the little thing for when it's downloading is an orange circle that keeps going around and around and around.
No way.
Wow.
That's a little freaky. And it's not red, it's not blue, it's orange, it's a circle, right, and it keeps reminding you I'm going around and around.
I guess it's downloading the BBC news story.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so what the heck are you doing with a gorilla?
Yeah, this is, again, it started as an idea to entertain terminally ill children who come to my house 4 times a year, and we see how amazed they are, and the laughs and the smiles that you know, are kind of gleaming and from their faces when they see odd and strange and unique and unusual, call it weird, bizarre things. So I thought maybe we should create a gorilla made out of spoons that were donated by the children of the world. So kids started sending us spoons from China, India, Kenya, Palestine, Israel, America, Germany. I can go on and on and on. So they started building this gorilla, welding the spoons together, and we thought that 5,000 spoons would be enough. Then it went to 10,000, 15,000, 20,000,
good Lord,
30,000, and we all panicked when we ran out of 35,000 spoons. We still needed 5,000. And the result you'll be able to see on this
video. Amazing.
It's just extraordinary. It's an amazing sculpture. And now I'm going to have the RAF, you know, the Air Force.
Yeah.
Fly it into my garden with a big helicopter. It was unveiled by HRH, Prince Michael of Kent, who is a good friend. I've known him for 40 years. And it is quite a far distance from my house. It's about four and a half hours drive. So the idea is to drive it into an Air Force base from where it'll be picked up by a Chinook helicopter and flown into my garden.
This thing is a 12-foot high, very scary, screaming-looking gorilla.
All right, so
hunchback. I had no idea it was made out of spoons. I cannot imagine this thing, what it would look like flying through the air on the bottom of a Chinook helicopter.
All right, so then we need to post that picture at DougStephan.com, Kenny. What it reminds me of is Uri's car. Uri's got a 1989 Cadillac that has all kinds of spoons and knives and forks and things that have been riveted to the car. It was the first time I went to your house and I looked at this thing. I thought, first, how do you get this black Cadillac from America to England? That was my first question. And then I look at all the things on it, and you can't. I thought, well, am I going to get stabbed if I get in the car?
Well, first of all, Doug, let me just correct you. It's a 1976
Cadillac. Excuse me. All right.
And the first spoon that I put on was given to me by Elvis in Las Vegas, and then John Lennon gave me one, and then I thought, oh, that's it. I'm going to rivet all my celebrity spoons to the body of the car, and that's the car that puts smiles on people's faces, especially when kids see it, which becomes almost like a placebo effect, because then I can talk to them about motivation, motivate them, inspire them, talk to them about positive thinking and working with their doctors and taking their medicine. So it's really the gorilla will become almost like an art piece that it will be a tool for your mind.
Good Lord, Uri, I have one of your autographed spoons in my office. And it's, you know, it's a bent, thick spoon with your autograph right on the little ladle part of it. I just looked on eBay. You know how much one of your spoons is selling for, an autographed Uri Geller spoon?
How much?
$300.
Well, let me tell you something. I once heard that a silver spoon that someone put on eBay sold for 8,000 pounds sterling. That's about $15,000.
Goodness.
There
it is. It's a proof positive.
I'm holding on to mine.
Great.
So listen, guys, shall we go into business of me signing the spoons, you bending them, and then we'll put them on me, baby?
I'm keeping mine. I'm holding out for $1,000.
I know how you sign your name. I'll just use a Sharpie. Nobody will know the difference. Uri Geller. Check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Now through Memorial Day, Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is offering the craziest, most extreme deals in their 32-year history. Markdown Madness at PerformanceBike.com. All bikes are on sale, up to 50% off, plus incredible savings on helmets, jerseys, shorts, shoes, parts, accessories, thousands and thousands of items priced to sell out. Insane doorbusters, 50, 60, up to 70% off. Markdown Madness at PerformanceBike.com runs through Memorial Day.
Repairing potholes is quick and easy with Sacrete US Cold Patch. Sacrete US Cold Patch is a high-performance patching material made with more than 95% recycled materials and can be used in wet or dry applications in any temperature. There's no oily mess or VOCs, and it's odorless. For long-lasting pothole repairs, count on Sacrete US Cold Patch. To see why Sacrete is the choice of pros since 1936, visit Sacrete.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Off the field and off the court issues for the NFL and the NBA. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's begin with the NFL, a professional sports league drowning in revenue to the tune of billions, but not without its issues. A group of former NFL players is suing the league, claiming team doctors illegally drugged injured players with pain meds to keep them on the field. The suit claims former Chicago Bears offensive tackle Keith Van Horn played a full season with a broken leg, but team doctors never told him it was broken. Van Horn was instead allegedly given a medical boot to wear and fed a constant diet of pills to deal with the pain. Former All-Pro center Jeremy Newberry says he's paying the price for the NFL's win-at-all-costs mentality.
We can get you back on the field. They need you on the field, the doctor would tell you. We can get you back on the field if we give you this. Well, what's the long-term effect? Oh, you'll be just fine. Now I'm sitting here with stage 3 kidney failure. I got about 35% kidney function. I'm 38 years old. I'm one step away from needing dialysis or a kidney transplant.
The suit lists 8 former players as defendants, along with more than 500 other retained plaintiffs who played in the NFL between 1969 and 2008. On to the NBA, where Commissioner Adam Silver says the league is taking the right course of action in trying to oust L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling. The NBA has formally charged Sterling with conduct detrimental to the league and its teams. Sterling was hit with a lifetime ban after his racial comments went public last month. The commissioner said it's hard to gauge just how much of a fight Sterling will put up.
Mr. Sterling, on one hand, at least in his CNN interview, indicated a willingness to accept the judgment of his owner partners. His lawyers are saying otherwise, so we'll see. But this will all get worked out.
Well, maybe so, but working this out could become a long and dragged-out process. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our new industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our new complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event, going on now through June 2nd, can you also take advantage of a 2-month payment credit on many models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur of the moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
On Wall Street, the markets will be in bounce-back mode today after a down day yesterday. The Dow dropped 137 points, finishing at 16,374. S&P lost 12 points, NASDAQ down 29. It was primary day in a half dozen states yesterday, and overall, a not-so-super Tuesday for many Tea Party candidates. In Kentucky, Senator Mitch McConnell will face Democrat Allison Lundigan Grimes in November after easily winning the Republican Senate primary over Tea Party challenger Matt Bevin. General Motors recalling another 2.4 million vehicles in the U.S. GM also said it's doubling the charge it expects to take in the second quarter related to recall repairs to around $400 million. So far this year, GM has recalled over 15 million cars and trucks. That includes more than 2.5 million to replace those faulty ignition switches that have been linked to more than a dozen deaths. Closing notes, a couple of multi-state lotteries to focus on. We begin with Mega Millions. Jackpot for last night's drawing was $149 million. Did any ticket match all the numbers? Answer, yes. And that ticket was sold somewhere in Pennsylvania. So the Mega Millions jackpot for this Friday reverts to a relatively puny $15 million. But the other big multi-state lottery, Powerball, has a healthy jackpot of its own up for grabs tonight, $114 million. Both Mega Millions and Powerball played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And from large numbers to a small but significant one, 11, as in age 11. That's the age of a California golfer named Lucy Lee, who has become the youngest qualifier ever for the U.S. Women's Open. Lucy shot rounds of 74 and 68 on the par 72 old course at Half Moon Bay in California to qualify for the LPGA Major. 11 years old. Think about what you were doing at 11. I was handing over my lunch money to anyone who asked for it. Go ahead and tee that one up and swing away. Ooh, that felt good. Uh-oh. That's my golf game. Another day, another windshield. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.